Let's just finish off. Finish off before we start a new topic. We're going to finish off the halachas of Gezel Akum. So we discussed that if you made an agreement with a guy that he's going to provide certain work, and the case we're discussing was he was going to be a broker for you, and he expects payment for that work, and he expects that any money you make, you can't take it unless you pay his wages first, and he also makes requirements that you can't use his information to make money on the side. Then the question arises, when you've built a shadow account, the account which has been used and operated by the goy as a broker to make money for you, you make a shadow account to copy everything that's done without the knowledge of the goy, and the question arises whether you're allowed to take the money there and refuse or not pay for the use of that knowledge which you're using for the shadow account without the knowledge of the goy. So first we approached it, the fact that the goy made the condition that you can't take money until you pay, therefore you can't use my work unless you pay. We understood maybe that's a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, whether the fact that when you break the condition, does that mean you've now stolen the work? And if so, then you're not allowed to do it. So it seems to be Shulchan Aruch says, yes, there's a condition, you can only use my work unless you pay for it. Therefore, when you don't pay for it, you're not allowed to take the work, and therefore, retrospectively, you're stolen, and you're not allowed to do that, then of course you have to pay for the shadow account. But the Chazon Ish seems to say that every time you lend money, the goy lends you money, there's a condition built in. I'm only lending you money, we're going to pay. And nevertheless, we still, there's a concept over there that you don't have to pay the goy if he doesn't know, if he's forgotten about the loan. Aye, retrospectively, the money is stolen. No, the money was given freely. And therefore, that's only called Havkos Havon. I'm just not paying my debt up, which is okay if there's no Chilah Hashem. So it seems to be a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Shulchan Aruch.
Here it wasn't given freely. Here it wasn't given freely.
By the loan also. What's the condition of my loan? I'm lending you money. On condition you're going to pay.
No, but there you know you're giving him the money and the entire sum of money. Here, the good is not...
I am giving you all the knowledge of my work. On condition you're going to pay. Yes. The same type of thing. However, if you look at Mark number one, there's something very special and different with the concept of wages for work. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos is Mechadish Echidish Gadol. He says like this. HaMitzvos HaMesayim, this mitzvah number 200 is Shisivu Lose Shah HaSoker B'Yoma. There's a mitzvah I say to pay the wages on time. You cannot push it off a day. It says in the Torah, on the day when wages are due, you've got a mitzvah say to pay. I've already explained this mitzvah say in detail in the ninth parak of Bom Mitzvah. The Shom Hisbaya explains, Shizem Mokai Pachol Sochi. This mitzvah say to pay your wages on time applies to every worker. Ben Goy! Ben Yisrael! Not only to a Jew, also to a Goy! Mitzvah say Lefar Abiyoma, there's a mitzvah say to pay the wages of that day. So therefore, if the Rambam is telling us that when you hire Goy, and you now have a chiyuv to pay wages, it's a mitzvah say to pay the wages on the day when it's due. No, you can't not pay the wages, which you want to say, well, I owe money to the goy. The goy doesn't know about it, so therefore I can just not pay because it's only half cost, half wages, I'm not paying a debt. No, it's not a debt, it's a wage. And when it comes to a wage, you've got yourself a mitzvah say to pay that wage on time. Says the Rambam, not only to Jew, to goy as well. That mitzvah say applies. Therefore, there's no way, halacha, that you can say, well, it's a goy, I earn wages, he doesn't know about it, I don't have to pay. No, there's a chiyuv misad the mitzvah say of you have, one of the 613 mitzvahs, that you have to pay the goy. Not only to pay the goy, but pay on time. Therefore, you can't set up this shadow account and just say, I'm not going to pay. Not a vote of gezel. Even your hold is not gezel, you're still mechuyev to some mitzvah asay, like shaking a lulav. You've got a mitzvah asay to pay the goy. If you don't, you are mevatel mitzvah asay, like you're not laying tefillin on the day. It's like you said, I'm not wearing tefillin today. Just as bad. Okay? And to finish off Gezel Akum, we cannot avoid reading the Be'er HaGola, which sums everything up, how a Jew should approach this subject of Gezel Akum. Well, it's a goy. Well, maybe it's not a problem. There's no Gezel. No, says the Be'er HaGola. Read this very carefully. Ani Kosef Zos Ladoros. I am writing this even for many generations. Shari'isi Rabbim Godoli Vihish Arshu Mimos Chirtu Akum for Zichu. I've seen many people trying to get rich using the concept of Tos Akum by tricking a goy, and they weren't Matzliach. V'yadu Nachasem Latomon, and at the end of the day they end up losing all their money. And they didn't leave anything left over as a brocha. Commotion cost of his saber chasidim. Rabbi Masha Kitshu Hashem Bechzira Tas Akim, Bedova Choshev. Many people have done Kiddush Hashem and returned money to a goy who's made the mistake, which you don't have to do. And that they did a Kiddush Hashem. God Nubishu, and there they get a reward that it ends up being very prosperous in the money which they have rightfully theirs. Bezichu Nicha Yosem Alem, and they have been Matzliach. So says the Be'er HaGola at the bottom line, it may be halachically within the letter of the law of the Torah that there may be situations that maybe you don't have to give the goy the money because it's a mistake which the goy made himself. But at the end of the day, it's not kedai to do such a thing, because I've seen many people who try to take advantage of such things and they will lose money elsewhere and they lose all their money. Okay. That's a good message to finish off. This should be a Gezel Akum, yes? No, it's not a good idea. It's a Tova. It is a Tova. Even according to the cases where we say it's mutter in the last few weeks, it's a Tova. You think you're going to gain? I'm not going to gain. Okay.
So there's more to right and wrong than the letter there. There's more to right and wrong than the letter
there. It's called something lefin mishusatin and something to be chumros. Yes, there's all things like that. Sorry. There's halakhic chumros, a halakhic lefin mishusatin. Yeah. It's called working on oneself, building oneself. In the fifth Kalik of Shulchanot. Now, we are going to now, hopefully in one shiur, discuss a new topic, a very interesting and applicable topic, called paying your wages in time. Okay? And we're going to discuss all different, very related scenarios to such a thing. Okay, so now I'm just going to tell you the klalim, the general principles, before we get into the gritty details of it. There is a negative commandment of lo solim pula sochi itfa advoka. You should not hold back paying your wages to your worker until the morning, meaning that if the job is finished in the day, you have to pay those wages before it's night time, and if you don't, then you're over the lap.
Before it's morning time.
And both. If you finish the work at night, then you can't say, I'm going to pay you tomorrow. You've got a lap. If you don't, you're over a lap. If you don't pay the wages before the morning, Yeah, whenever you finish the job, you have to pay before the end of that onah, the onah which you're in.
But if you finish by skier, you have to pay him by net.
No, if you finish before skier, you have to pay by
skier.
Before night, yes. There's a lab if you don't pay. There's also a assay, a positive mitzah for Yom Titin Skar to pay the wages on the day. There's a mitzah assay as well. There's also, in the case sometimes that there is no mitzah assays and no assays, for example, you didn't have money at all, you're a complete onus on the day, so now you didn't pay, but that wasn't your fault, so you're not over any assur, correct? Then a week later you get money. The halacha is, when you get money, there's no, the assay and no assay don't come back. The assay and no assay is only on the day when the wages were due. That was a week ago, didn't have money. Now I've got money. Now there's no mitzvah assay and no assay. But there's a derabbanan that once you get hold of money, then there's a din issa derabbanan, issa derabbanan not to pay when you get hold of the money.
What about a Shabbos Aveda? Once you get the money?
More than me saying this, you're over an issa derabbanan. More than a Shabbos Aveda. Issa derabbanan when you don't pay. A Shabbos Aveda is when you, someone's lost something, they didn't lose anything. Okay. Now, the Zohar says, if you makai this mitzvah, there's a hatocha for long life. A long life, a good long life. And Chassid Shalom says the Chofetz Chaim, the opposite is true. That if you don't, then so to speak, then there's the opposite one. Now, the mitzvah say of Biyom Tzitzen Schar, on the day when the work is finished, there's a mitzvah say to pay. Says the Chofetz Chaim, let me ask you this. Is there an Indian to pay early before the work is finished, the start of the work? Or you should pay early. Or there's a mitzvah to pay early. When is this mitzvah of paying the wages? So says the Chofetz Chaim that if you pay early, before the work is finished, you only mechuyev misat choshe mishpat to pay wages once the work is finished. If you pay work wages before the work's finished, then what have you done? You basically avoided doing the mitzvah say. Because by paying early, that means there was never, you created a situation where you would not be mechuyev in the mitzvah to pay on time. When do you get mechuyev? When the work's finished. Then you got a mitzvah. And then you can mekayim the mitzvah by paying. But if you pay early, that means when the work finishes, no longer here, because the wage has already been paid. And therefore, by paying early, that's basically doing, taking your sixes, and cutting off a corner, and saying, well, I'm not mechuyev, I've only got three corners. So, yeah, you're not mechuyev, but you haven't done the mitzvah. You avoided doing the mitzvah. So the Chofetz Chaim was very mappid. When he ever got in the Agalah, he didn't have taxis in his place, the wagons, he was very particular that he would pay some money up front to make the guy feel good, but he wouldn't pay the whole lot, in order that when the work's finished, he would then be mechuyev. When he gets to the other side, he gets to Warsaw for the big conference, and he comes out and goes, oh, now he's going to pay the Agalah, the wagon driver, then he has still money to pay him. At that stage he's actually Mekayim. Yeah. So
was it to make sure he finished the work?
No. The Chofetz Chaim didn't work like that. But there's an actual Indian. You may think you're the biggest Baruch Hesed, after the Rav Kamocha, giving all the money up front, I trust you like anything. Yes, and that's how the Goyish world even also look at it. But we as Jews, we also have to want to do mitzvahs as well. So, we can do both things. You can give most of the money up front if you really want to make the guy feel good. But these are that some money so that you can actually climb a mitzvah by paying your employer. I'm sorry.
If I enter into an agreement with the employee that I'll pay him in advance, does not create the obligation in advance?
We'll get to that. Yes.
And then I could do it that way also.
We'll get to that. Yeah. It's not so possible. Okay. Now, Yemi is late, but he's here. So we appreciate his coming today. We are talking about the halachas of paying your wages on time.
Now, he was late, he was paying someone.
Now, when you have a sofik, whether to pay the wages or not, maybe the guy is not, maybe I have a claim against him, maybe I don't pay the wages, but maybe I do, I don't know. I got some to claim, I don't know halachically it's a valid claim or not. So, most people say, well, the good people say, well, we'll go to Beis Din, but I'm not going to pay you until we go to Beis Din. Because I may even owe you, and I may even put myself in a detrimental position. I pay him up front, go to Beis Din, and say, well, it's a, whoever's holding the money wins. So it means I paid him up front, and now I made myself, if I would have kept the money, I would have won the case. But now I've given him the money, I lost the case. But on the other hand, if I do owe him the money, and I haven't paid him, then I've over an issa. I'm not paying the wages on time. So you may say, well, it's a sofik, and I'm moksi mechavera, it's a monetary issue, so therefore we don't have to pay. No, says the Chofetz Chaim, I've assessed it, this is a sofik issa. Not paying your wages on time is an issa. Sofik deraisa, what do you say? Nechumra. So it means, if you're Masubik, whether you should pay or not, and the Sofik Taraisuch means what you should do, great. Well, on the other hand, you may be shooting yourself in the foot. So how do you do it?
Did you give it up tonight?
No, it doesn't help giving it up. So the guy can say, I did, you gave it up today, but I didn't take it out tonight. Yeah, it's called Tfisa. So?
Isn't any Sofik moment a Sofik issue?
No.
If I owe you, I'm ghetto, and I don't pay
that. You can't do something, the person's convinced.
Every Baal Din is convinced he's right.
Give it as a halal.
Pardon?
Give it to him as a halal.
He'd be tofus again, that's his visa. So what should you do? So the Chofetz Chaim gives a very simple answer, and it's based on the Erech Shai, very 200 years ago, 250 years ago, he lives as a dying in Signet, it's called. Yeah. So he said over there, this is what you should do. You got doubt and you pay the wages, you got times against him, maybe you're wrong, maybe you're right. But you don't want to give him the money because he may win the case by giving him the money. So what do you do? You give it in escrow to a third party. And you say to the third party, if I'm right, then you're holding it for me. Or if it's a doubt, you're also holding it for me. But if I'm wrong and I owe him the money, then you're holding it for him. And that way, it's like you've already given it to him on the sub that he owe him the money, and therefore you haven't been over the issa because he's holding it for him.
What's the
issa?
The issa is I'm not giving the guy the money, right?
There's a mitzvah, I say, you came late. I can't help you come late. Can I help you come late?
I'm not helping.
There's a mitzvah say to pay on time, and if it's, there's also a negative commandment not to pay on time. So the shah is paying to him. Paying to him doesn't necessarily mean he can have access to it. It means he has ownership of it. That's also good. Yeah? That's also good.
He doesn't have to know.
That's
that
the chiddush.
Ownership
doesn't mean. So that's the chiddush. That's why I need the Erech Shai. That's why I need that. That's why Erech Shai is the chiddush. That even though he can't physically get hold of it, the fact that he halakhically owns it on the Saudi's rights, you've also avoided the issa by doing an act.
So if it's not a case of suffix, I owe my worker money. I can give it to you on his behalf without him knowing about it, and I'll be able to say Yomatik as well?
Only if it's, you can't get hold of him. Yes, that's how you could do it.
Why only if I can't get hold of him? Why only if I can't get hold of
him? Because if you owe money, then the Kiev statue, you give it to him.
Oh, so why is it different if it's a suffix?
Because here we're avoiding issa. Issa, there's two things. The mitzvah, you're not the kind. unless he can actually use the money.
Oh, you mean beyond what he didn't score?
Yeah. But the issa of not paying your wages, you avoid this by giving to a tzaddik.
Separating those solid. So what about the suffix derisa of the mitzvah of the yom tov and skaro?
That you? That's
all. It's
just Now, what happens? You haven't got money. You haven't got money. The day comes, wages are due. You haven't got money. Yeah. What should you do? Are you not going to do anything? Okay. Very much. So, the Chofetz Chaim says that if somebody owes you money, you owe wages, and somebody owes you money which is due, you're mechuyev to go and chase him to get all that money and use that money to pay your wages. And therefore, very practical thing, if you've got money in the bank owes you money, so therefore you're mechuyev to go to the bank. Even though maybe a tirchan, your bank that is only one that's open is in Tel Aviv, you have to travel to Tel Aviv to get hold of the money from the bank. That's the only way they can release the money in order to give it to your wages on time. And if you don't, you're over the issa.
Is it sheer how much to your bank? Let's say it's in New York. So I have to fly to New York to get it?
That will answer the next question. Marks.
Okay.
The Shulchan Aruch Arav are at the Chiddush. Nobody owes you money. But you can borrow money. Or you mechuyev to borrow money to pay the wages. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. But there is an Inyan, there's a Chumrah, the thing which was a din to do such a thing. To borrow money to pay wages. What happens? You haven't got liquid money. But you can sell your assets to get hold of money. Are you mechuyev to sell your assets to get hold of money in order to pay the wages? So Rekiva Eger says, what is this? If you don't pay your wages, what are you over? It's a right to what? A positive commandment or a negative commandment?
Both.
Now what's the halacha that somebody says to you that the only way to avoid doing a negative commandment is to lose a lot of money? Are you mechuyev to lose a lot of money in order to avoid doing a negative commandment?
Yes.
A positive commandment, no.
One fifth.
But didn't shave out asset.
1/5. But negative commandment, you're mechuyev to give up all the money you own in order to avoid doing a negative commandment.
Isn't shave al-kasa more like an
asa? Ah, very good. The question here is, okay, if I sell my assets at a loss, am I mechuyev? Well, in theory, yes, because if you don't, you'll be over negative commandments. You're supposed to lose money to avoid being over negative commandments. And that's the same before. If I have to go to New York, I have to spend a lot of money to go to New York. Says Rukiva Eker, your point. This is not a classic negative commandment. What's a classic negative commandment? Go and eat kosher food and don't eat treif, and you have to avoid eating treif and give up all your money in the world to avoid eating treif. There you're doing a positive action of a negative commandment if you eat treif. Here, by not paying on time, you're just passive. You're passively over a negative commandment. Is that the same? Says Rukiva Eger, it's a machlokas. Ma'ariv ben Lev and the Imre Vina have a machlokas about this. Don't know, Sofik. Yeah. It's a big shaila. The person don't want to actually answer this. If it's a Sofik, what we just said at the beginning, Sofik, advice of the yeah. But you won't find anywhere in any sefer that's written that you have to lose your money, and therefore it's a type of shaila which you have to ask your rav at the time.
So you'd have the same hypothesis by, let's say, Losana or Rami Acha, whether you have to spend all your money to do that?
If it's Losana or Rami Acha, it's Hayach or Kotum. Hayach or Kotum. So maybe it's Hayach or Kotum or something like
that. Well, if it's a question of his life or my money.
No,
it's not
yeah.
Do you have the same focus?
Maybe it's just type of house of surveillance. It's discussion is under this type of surveillance. Okay. Now. Okay.
But even flying to New York is going to be less than 20% of his money, I hope.
Not my money.
Now, can you pay with a check?
You could also ask him to New York, no?
All right, wait. Can you pay with a check? Can you pay with a check? So let's look. Firstly, there's halacha that says wages can't be paid with shover kesef. You can't say, well, you did work. I owe you 500 shekels. Well, I've got 10,000 nails, which are worth 500 shekels. So I'll pay you 10,000 nails. No. The halacha is wages have to pay with money. That's the first thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's number 4. You'll see, yes. Toshim Mishpat Simashin Lamatestif Aleph says like this. Ein Barchol over Balabais, I think. Over Mishim Bartolin. Somebody is not over by not paying his wages in time if him Himchil Eitzu Shulchani. If he says, go to the bank and pick up money from there. Listen low. And he'll give you. The kibbutz will listen, no, ain't it over. You're not over on any negative commandments by doing that. That's a thing of halakha, shulchan aruch. If I tell the worker, go to the bank, pick up money, I'm not over any negative commandments.
Okay. So the bank has to be open, though.
Says the Marashtam, Vesha Hattatama, the reason is, Techevni Hu Tekona Katona. Maybe it's a special Tekona. So Palmer may the Bala Bais Mask Masun, he doesn't have ready cash always. For what to live us way, he wants to pay his wages. The Holach Lechem, the Yishev Rabbi Shiloh. So he says, go to the bank and pay for me. Umikayim, and by doing this, this Tekona says, you have Mekayim, the Mitzah of Yom HaTit Yisrael. You are Mekayim, the Mitzah of Yom HaTit Yisrael. Not only you're not over the love, by saying go to the bank, you also Mekayim, the Mitzah of Yom HaTit Yisrael. I feel you should lift him in the shore, given shame though. Since the mice you haven't got, you can tell him go to the bank. So the Marashtam says clearly, by telling him go to the bank, knowing you're not over the negative, you're also in the time limit. What is a check? What's a check? Go to the bank, that's what a check is. So you're okay. Not exactly. Because if you give a post-dated check, that doesn't help. Because he can't go to the bank today, and today is the mitzvah to pay him. What? Going to the bank only helps you say, go to the bank to get today, you can go to the bank today and get hold of money today. Therefore, by me doing that, you've had the time my mitzvah handing over my negative comments. But if I say, can't go today, even though I'm mechuyev today and I've got money there, and you can only go next week, 2 weeks, no, you haven't the kind of mitzvah, I say. Post-dated checks, no good. What? And even a check dated today, but if the banks are closed, because it's a national public holiday, or it's after time hours, also, he can't go to the bank today. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock at night, yeah. You have to, before shkia, you have to pay him before shkia, you've got... I say, oh, look, let me give you a check instead. I've got cash, but I don't want to give you the cash. I'm going to sort of copy. I'll give you a check. Yeah? No. We're giving him a check. He can't go to the bank now. Can't do anything with it. The money changer is not available.
Bank machine.
Hmm?
Go to the bank machine and deposit it and
take
out the money.
He can't do it. It won't be deposited today.
Even if it's the day,
you won't get the credit immediately.
Thanks.
A special thing on your account.
So this only helps for Muzumman checks, they call it, at a time when they can be actualized into money. Otherwise, you can't give checks.
Why is that different than the
If the worker agrees, then fine. You haven't been over the love, the negative commandments, because he has agreed to the deal. I say, okay, I'll take a check. But you haven't been kind of the mitzvah. Mitzvah, even if he agrees, you haven't been kind of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to pay it. Have you paid him? You gave him a check? No, because you haven't given him a check which he can actualize. You've lost the mitzvah.
So almost every job today, which is, let's say, you get paid monthly or every other week, there's no way of timing the assay with those agreements?
We'll discuss in a moment when you make the agreement at the beginning. There's a difference between agreements at the beginning and agreements at the end. According to Rav Nissim Karenitz, which you learned last week, his definition of check, he says, you can never be yotze the mitzvah with check at all, even when the bank's open. Even you can actualize it. The law of check is a piece of paper that
request.
Says, I request from the bank to give this diamond. It's not actually worth money. It's not even shovel kesef, according to Rav Nissim Karenitz.
Someone finds that piece of paper on the floor, it's an open check.
He's now got an could go to the bank with the request. It's not worth money in itself. It can cause loss of money. It's not worth money.
But the money changer will give him money now for it. The money changer will give him money now for it, even
not,
before it gets.
But you can't go to a shop and say, here. Pay with the I just put.
So you could actually. If the payee is locked, people do it all the time. If the payee is blank, people do it all the time.
That's different. It's not a blank check.
And a bank transfer?
A bank transfer is different. You're putting it into his account. You're giving him money. You gave him cash into his bank account, which he can now withdraw. If he can't withdraw, but if you can withdraw, even the money machines are open, so doing a transfer is better. Yes.
So does accepted practice have any bearing on this?
Not for the mitzvah safe, no. For the love, for the negative, yes. If the accepted practice, you can give checks, and you have to accept checks. Then I give you a check. And you have to accept it. I haven't been over any Isurim of the love. Have I kind the mitzvah? No,
maybe,
I haven't become any mitzvah.
Maybe you
mitzvah
have.
Is only if you pay money.
But maybe you have, because incorporated in that agreement is that the payment is going to be due when I can use this check. And so since I have the check when I can use it,
it's
then it's beyond my
titus. No, no.
That's
a bit of a little bit. What?
Bank transfer
is better than checks, because then you even when banks are closed, you can get hold of the money through the bank machines.
Then you can handle the rest.
Yes, if you can get hold of the money.
If you give them 1 shekel
in the bank cash, so you don't get
1 shekel coins and cash.
One shekel coins. Would they rather have a check?
They may rather like a check, but what you can do, I'll give you an 8th, which is a 6. Yeah. Not over the love. 500 shekels over him. I give him 499 shekels in check. Yeah? Form. Yeah? Check form. 499 shekels. I haven't been over Issa, love. He accepts it fine. Yeah? I now owe him 1 shekel wages. So I'll take 1 shekel out. The kind of the mitzvah say. With the 1 shekel. Simple answer. Yeah? To be able to use your checks. That's a simple answer. You've Makai
Mitzvah? You've saved my give my tiny before somebody else?
No, you've finished off the whole payment. Not to pay the whole wages, you haven't done this. But you pay, you give him the $4.99. $4.99, that means I've released him for that. You now owe me 1 shekel for the wage. Makai Mitzvah. 1 shekel.
Let's say
$4.99, there's now no chiv once he accepts it. Is there a chiv now? Do I owe him $4.99 now once I give him the check and he accepts it? Do I owe him? No, it's like he's like Mechila. It's like Mechila, he's now let me off the $4.99. Have I Mekan the Mitzvah with a Mechila? I'm in Mekan the Mitzvah with a Mechila. So, I let, so what, 1 shekel, which I do owe him, I can give him money for Mekan the Mitzvah.
How about if I be with a certified check?
Certified check. If you get hold of the money now, it has the same column.
Well, so if I check, the bank can't refuse. The bank can't refuse.
Yeah, but he can't get the money today. No, it's closed. So, what help? What does it help? Certified.
But in the morning, would help.
Yeah. if you do mechila, the guy says, that's it, case. You go, you and your wife go out for the evening. You get hold of a babysitter. You come back, you owe the babysitter wages now. It's now 12 o'clock at night. Yeah? Your chiyuv to pay her is before alos hashachar in the morning. Yeah? And you haven't got, you know, you got a $100 bill at the end of the day. She hasn't got change, yeah? So she said, look, I've got this $100 bill. So yeah. She says, okay, pay me tomorrow. What, have you done, lost out there? Yes, you have. It says, number five, Ein balabas over mishum bal tolim, enen kein tova sofi. You're not over the issa if he doesn't want that, he's not claiming his wages, not over the issa. But you haven't been kind the mitzvah. If they want that money, you're over the issa by not paying them. Unless they are milchu you, befeirish. But even if they're milchu you, befeirish, you haven't been kind the mitzvah. So, have some cash ready. If you're going to have a babysitter, have cash ready to pay her, otherwise you're not being Makai on your mitzvah.
Can you pay even if it's in one shekel?
Paying something doesn't help. If you owe her money, she's mo for the rest.
Yeah, for the rest.
No, no. Yeah, then it doesn't help.
If I owe 50 shekels,
yeah.
And say I'll pay you 49 shekels tomorrow, and I'll give you one shekel.
No, you haven't come any mitzvah, no. There has to be the whole chiyuv that you owe her, you're paying.
Why is that different from the previous?
No, the other day you gave a check and you said, okay, I'm letting you off the 49. Now you only owe me one. I have no claim on 49 ever. You've finished with the 49. Oh, you owe one. Oh, you owe one. Here's one. If I miss it. But here the babysitter says, you owe me 49 tomorrow. You haven't done anything.
For the 49. Give the babysitter a check for the 49.
What, 12 o'clock at night? That helps.
No, for the 49.
For the 49. Okay. She's going to take checks to the babysitter.
I owe. If I owe an employee money,
yes.
Father, if he doesn't answer me for the money, I'm not over on the
credit card.
If
you pay with a card, you pay with a card.
How does that help? Pay with cards. What does pay with cards do?
To a
store.
What does it do?
Pay with cards.
No, what do you mean pay with cards?
It goes through.
To his account. Yes.
What?
If he can get hold of the money today, then fine.
Get
over. That depends on his agreement. So back in the check. You've given him the ability to get the money out of the bank.
You give him a check, it doesn't go anywhere. You've got to pay with the
client, it goes to his bank account, which means the bank owe him no money. But has he got the money yet? No. You're giving him a suchus to get money.
Post transfers also.
Yes, that's just like it's better, because you can get a hold of the money. Go to the machine. Get a hold of the money. Now, you have to be Tovea the wages in order for you to be over the negative commands. If the day of payment comes and he's not saying, I want my money, he doesn't say that, they're not paying, you're not over any issur, but you, again, you haven't mekayem the mitzvah. However, if the person is there and the reason why they're not asking for the money is because they're embarrassed, says the Chofetz Chaim, that means by the fact they're standing there, that's called they're being tovea the wages, even if they don't speak it out, and then you have to pay, and if you don't pay, you're over Israel.
He's talking about when they're speaking.
You don't have to have physically always a tovea, give me money. But the fact that they're standing there and expecting a rating, that is also called a tovea.
So it means they're specifically standing there because they want to get the
money. Yeah. Embarrassing, something it's embarrassing for young girls.
If they just work here, they go
the babysitters, they live there. Yeah. Okay.
What?
If you have to miss by a certain day, and you pay it early by check, and it's alright, so.
Pay early before the date, before the finish, right? Then you haven't Mekayim, that's alright, sir. Wait, do you come later than the Chofetz Chaim even?
They've done the work you owe.
The mitzvah aseh is only what you mechuyev, we said. And you only mechuyev at the end of the job. So therefore, if it's the end of the job, then you mechuyev. Then pay 49 shekels in the check and give one shekel, like you said.
I pay a certain day.
Okay, so now we're going on that. What happens? Yeah, the job is finished at the end of the month. But I make agreement at the beginning that payment is 10 days later. Okay, that's your case. Yeah. As was your case as well earlier.
The job
that the job, yeah, yeah. You get paid a monthly wage, that's the thing. But the actual money in the agreement is you get paid the monthly wage 10 days later. Yeah. The 10th of every month or the month before. Yeah. Says Rav Vosner, there's a Me'iri that says now everything is transferred for 10 days later. The Chiyuv of paying and the Issa and the Mitzvah say is that 10 days later, not when the wages finish. That's the Me'iri. But the Rishonim, says Rav Vosner, that hold not like that. That you agreement at the beginning can't change that so Chiyuv start Chushim is part which works always at the end of the job. So Enoch and Ami is a sophic machlokus. Machlokus. Can you change the chiyuv of payments or the date, the payment date due with an agreement marosh? Machlokus was shown. So therefore Rav Osler says you should be machmeh. Enoch and Ami, you're not going to be over the love by paying on the 10th of the month, because that's with agreement. We said you're never over if there's an agreement, don't pay me.
That's a kuliyam.
But the mitzvah say it's still a machlokos. Some rishonim say the mitzvah say can't be changed by agreements, and it's only at the end of the job. Some say the mitzvah say can be changed by the agreement. So therefore, you're in a situation over here.
Okay.
According to Meiri, you are Makai Mitzvah Seif. Yes. You put you in a situation like the Makai Mitzvah Seif according to some opinions. In other opinions, you won't be Makai Mitzvah Seif. Such agreements, which is the world of business, works like that, puts you in a situation where you'll not be Makai Mitzvah Seif according to all cities. If you can think of something of a sense, and also you'd be able to do that.
Why is it a monthly job?
But the date is still due.
So the mitzvah vanishes, according to that.
Yeah. Now, this whole halacha only applies to wages. These halachas are paying up the time. This is our last year, I'm going to go a bit over time.
So last year?
Yeah.
So last year?
So Elul.
What happened?
Now, you want to share next week? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have a share next week. We'll do a shit next week.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a shit next week. Right, we'll continue this. We've got a lot.
Because I have this year just to make Yirmi feel guilty.
Okay. Now, because I'm doing this, everyone's more clear to come next week.
We're coming. Okay.
Alright.
We know.
Now
there's the internet. You can have.